AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He apparently researched suicide on his tablet. The co-pilot of that doomed German passenger jet appears to have looked up suicide and cockpit door security in the days before he flew the airplane and its 149 passengers and crew into a mountain in France. Meanwhile, authorities are also confirming this morning that they have now found the plane's second black box. This would be the data recorder that has readings for nearly every instrument on board that plane. Kenya is offering a bounty for a man named Mohamed Mohamed, a man they believe masterminded this morning's attack on a college that left at least 15 people dead and 60 injured. Al-Shabaab militants targeted Christians in this attack, from what we're being told. Meanwhile, Kenya's president addressed his nation today.
I am indeed very saddened to inform the nation that early today, terrorists attacked Garissa University College, killed and wounded several people, and have taken others hostage.
He sent security forces to corner the militants. There's an outline of an understanding in Switzerland at the nuclear talks with Iran, but they cannot agree on how much of it to make public. In Indiana, a new religious freedom bill will be going to Governor Mike Pence after lawmakers passed it. This one bans discrimination. It'll replace the law the critics feared would allow businesses to refuse to serve gays and lesbians. Republican Senate President David Long.
If there's one takeaway from all the calamity that's happened, I think in the past week, it would be this. That is that religious rights and individual rights can coexist in harmony.
And checking Wall Street for you, the Dow is up 61 points. This is AP Radio News. Come as you are in the family car. The motto of televangelist Robert Schuller's church in the 1960s and for decades after that.
Oh God, we seek your blessing on all those in uniform, in harm's way.
He beamed his upbeat message of faith and redemption to millions from his crystal cathedral until his empire crumbled in his final years. Robert Schuller has died now at a care facility in California. He was 88 years old. A 16-year-old Pennsylvania boy charged with fatally shooting a friend in the face and then taking a selfie with his body has been ordered to stand trial on criminal homicide and firearms charges. Prosecutors in Massachusetts expected to rest their case today in the murder trial of former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. He's accused of killing a semi-pro player, Odin Lloyd. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.